What a round this is for the NRL, the Bennies for Brain Cancer round. It's done such good work raising money for this very important cause. Biggest killer of children under 10 in the cancer world.
Crazy.
Only gets 5% of federal funding, though. So we're going to speak to the man who has been through this personally and founder of the Mark Hughes Foundation. Mark Hughes, thanks so much for your time this morning, mate.
Morning, Nick. Morning, team. Yeah, it's certainly a tough disease, brain cancer. You can also add it's the biggest cancer killer for people 40 years and under as well, which means that it cuts people down in the prime of their lives. So, yeah, it's a tough one.
Now, mate, take us through your personal story. We speak to you every year about this sort of stuff, but some people might not know what you personally went through in order to, you know, start the foundation.
Well, when I was 36 years of age, feeling fit and healthy, I had three children under the age of 10 at the time and had some severe headaches for 2 days. I went and saw my doctor. He said, you need a scan, and sort of from that point onwards, life had changed forever. Went to John Hunter Hospital. They did a wonderful job up there. They were brilliant. Had the tumour removed, had radiation, had chemotherapy, all of a sudden I'd become this high-grade brain cancer patient. Really tough. I still have scans every 4 months. Brain cancer is not a very easy opponent. It just doesn't really go away, so it's a tough one.
And, yeah, Mark, we're reading here survival rates have increased only by 1% in the past 3 decades. So when we talk about raising money and funds, is this what we're trying to get, earlier detection treatments that can actually see this rate increase by a lot more?
Yes, spot on, Jess. Look, there's been no real hope in brain cancer. I feel like we've changed that already with just the awareness and all the money we're raising and the research happening. But we need better outcomes so that when you're diagnosed with brain cancer, there's some hope, better treatment and eventually a cure. That's not going to happen overnight. There's a lot of hard work to be done, and we've done a lot of hard work, and we're going to continue to do that until we improve these outcomes. And it's been proven in cancers that when money's spent on them from government and everyone else, there's improvement in outcomes, and that's what we want for brain cancer.
Absolutely.
And it must be so nice for you to, Mark, see all the players getting around it. I know, obviously, that this round every player wears it, but even the Origin, Jerome Luai, Brian To'o, running out with their beanies on, that must have been a nice feeling.
It was awesome, Dugo. Like, you know, they walked into the ground to play their biggest game of their lives, and they're wearing our beanies. That's the type of support from our leading players in rugby league that have really helped this kick off, that people get right behind it.
Right.
And it's not just the players, it's the coaches, it's the media, it's most importantly the fans, and it's just a really great weekend where everyone comes together.
Maybe that helped the Blues win, which can you not let them wear that again for the next game, Mark? Can you just make sure they don't wear it?
Yeah, well, Freddie's a really big supporter of the foundation.
Duh, so I wear it.
Yeah, so what are you saying? Those dogs in Queensland deserve to lose because not getting behind it.
Now, mate, we've seen some really powerful moments over the last few years in this round. What have you got planned for this year?
Yeah, look, once again, it'd be the players that lead the way by wearing our beanies onto the field. And that's always a powerful message sent out. So look out for that. We'll have different things across the weekend. You'll hear people's stories. I'm doing loads of radio and TV this week. I'm in Sydney at the moment. This is about my fourth interview this morning, and there's lots more to come, which is great. We're about to go to NRL headquarters where we launched the weekend. The NRL have been wonderful. And then there's a big walk from Sydney to Newcastle Stadium tomorrow morning.
Yeah, the big three trek.
The big three. These guys are amazing. They're local Newcastle boys. They've put together a team. I think there's about 20-odd people doing the whole walk.
Yep.
They're walking 50-odd Ks a day, which is huge. I can do tomorrow with them, so I'll be walking from Sydney to the Central Coast tomorrow. That is about a 50-odd K walk. Then I've got to drop off because I'm going to Penrith Friday. But Yeah, there's lots of great things, and it's just wonderful to have these type of spin-off fundraisers that come out of this weekend.
And the big three track, I should say, they're finishing off McDonald Jones Stadium for the Knights Warriors Saturday, 3 o'clock. They're going to get there about 2 o'clock. I'm joining them for the last sort of 5 or 6K, not quite 50 or 150, but, you know, tucking at the end there, Mark, and there'll be a fair few of us coming in, and Nova Castrians all coming at the end. So make sure you join along and give a big cheer to those guys because, yeah, Luke, Ethan and Nathan doing 150K from Sydney to Newcastle supporting the Mark Hughes Foundation. Wow. It's absolutely incredible.
That's amazing. Former teammate Bill Peden's one of those. I think RQ Uarte, who used to play for the Knights, is doing it. Todd Lowry, yep, amongst some other great people. So that's a big, it's going to be a huge challenge to be walking that far. I mean, tomorrow we start walking at 6 a.m. and we're due to get in at 11 p.m. on the Central Coast. That's a big day's walk.
Seriously, lucky your thing's beanies, Mark, because it's been bloody freezing in the mornings. And as soon as that sun dips below, so it's wonderful. It's going to be an awesome vision to see some, you know, a bunch of beanie-clad people making that march. And then, yeah, ending at McDonald Jones Stadium. It's going to be really cool.
So exciting. And, of course, you can get these beanies online or from Lowe's and select IGA stores around the country. Mark Hughes, good luck for the walk. Good luck for this weekend. Such a great initiative. And, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, team. I really appreciate all the support. And, you know, I know all your listeners are supporters of the Mark Hughes Foundation. It's just wonderful because this foundation did start right in Newcastle, and the support we get through Newcastle and the Hunter Valley is just enormous.
Thanks, legend.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.